The Lord's Supper is also about remembrance. Right? And Jesus' words, this do in remembrance of me. And it is also about proclamation, proclaiming the Lord's death until he comes. And as no doubt was pointed out to you in the IWS classes on the sacraments, churches often conflate those two statements, right? And we read that text and churches say, oh, I know, the Lord's Supper is about remembering Jesus' death. It doesn't say that, right? It says remember Jesus, all of Jesus, Jesus' pre-existence, birth, teaching ministry, life, death, resurrection. And remember that the Greek word anamnesis, the Hebrew word zikron behind it, you can remember the future as well as remembering the past. So the definition I force my seminary students to memorize, at this point I am coercive in my teaching.
Yes.
And I say, you need to memorize this definition of the word anamnesis. Yes. Remembrance means this, to savor the identity-shaping significance of key events, past, present, or future. It's not just the event that we call to mind. It's the fact that those events shape our identity. And it's not just remembrance, again, in the sense of remembering data. That's why I love the verb, to savor. Right? To savor the identity-shaping significance of particular events.